das Abitur, then a PhD, and then the rabbinical education, which ended in the Moreno, the ordination.
Which is what was in that book.
Okay, now, for such a career, for such a background, you had to pay. Yes? And most of these rabbis were only speakers. And they went into larger congregations who had, besides the rabbi, also a cantor and a religious teacher, because the religious education had to be taken care of either in a school, a parochial school, Jewish parochial school. And the Jewish parochial school was taught by Lehrer und Kantor. And this, in many cases, this Lehrer und Kantor was also a Shochet. But I never wanted to be that and refused to take the training as a Shochet. So I was kind of limited and had only more liberal congregations to choose from. And when a congregation needed Religionslehrer und Kantor und Prediger, then they advertised in the Jewish Weekly. Every week there were a few advertisements, some plums, some that were not so good. And I got from the paper, I wrote my application after I saw an advertisement. They chose me in Oberstein. I stayed there for 4 years. I could have stayed there on and on. But when I want to get married, I looked for a more secure position. And then came Magdeburg. How do I in Oberstein know that Magdeburg wants a religious teacher? It was in the paper, an ad. Yeah, so they had a flood of applicants. And then I was asked to come over and demonstrate my abilities in a little classroom activity and a Shabbos morning service. I was reading the Torah and things like that. And so I came to Magdeburg. Magdeburg was also a plum because I got a contract that after 3 years, you know, I went there 1928, I was only 27 years old. After 3 years, the contract was extended for lifetime.
My goodness.
The salary was that of a middle school teacher, because I had an education as a school teacher. It's my basic. And that was for a teacher a fine position. So
that's how we got to Mother.
Right now it's nothing. You have to wait until Mother comes back.
You want some tea or coffee? You want tea or coffee or anything?
See what?
You want a tea or coffee or anything? What is your usual resting schedule after your morning thing?
No, we have a little lunch. As a mother and I always, then you don't have to have that here.
No. Go ahead. Tell me what your schedule is.
I'm kind of economic in the state.
You need to be. It's the last thing you have to worry about. Then otherwise, then you waste all your energy pressing buttons. Anyway, tell me what your schedule is.
I know. This morning we had the breakfast at the normal time almost. And then at noon, we have our lunch, which is our warm meal. But then we always adjust very easily to other schedules.
Okay,
so we have a little lunch, and after lunch,
then
I normally rest.
Okay, that sounds good.
After rest,
Does Oma rest too?
Yeah.
Okay. What time will that be, approximately? And what time is that?
About 1 o'clock.
About 1 o'clock?
But it doesn't have to be. We are flexible.
Okay. Well, we'd like to kind of keep that schedule. We can probably, because that way, if you get the rest, then you feel kind of peppy in the afternoon.
I'm always happy.
Peppy.
Oh, peppy.
Peppy.
I
have to wrap the liverwurst for Amy and put it in the freezer. Amy,
does Amy rest in the afternoon too?
No, she goes like...
my mother was used to that schedule. My mother got up in the morning and came down. I, even as an older lady, always completely dressed up. In her language, it was gestiefelt and gespornt, booted and spurred. Yes? Like a old cavalier.
Mm-hmm.
Got up in the morning, got your boots on, and you had tied your spurs to it. In dress.
Mm-hmm.
My mother always was dressed. And she always, as always, we had always our hot meal at noon. And I remember as a little boy that my mother had a nap after our noon meal, and that my father was very adamant in demanding of our little tykes, or was little tykes, yeah, to be absolutely quiet, quiet as a mouse, while mother slept. Of course, my mother needed much rest. During all her married life, she was pregnant.
She was pregnant all the time?
Almost. My brother Sammy was born in April the 17th. The next year, on May the 8th, I was born. The next year, on December the 27th, Ellie was born. A year and a half later, in June the 27th, Mary. A year and a half later, in January, Lena. A year later, Jetta. 2 years later, Ola. Dann kommt Fritz, mein Vater. We are married, I believe, 12 years. My father died February 1912. My father died February 1912. Jan was, Sammy was born in 1900. They were married 1899. In 13 years, she had 9 children.
She kept producing babies. Daddy was saying that his father would always tell the kids to be quiet so that she could rest after lunch.
We talk about our schedule, our afternoon naps.
And we were trying to figure it out. See, what we would do, see, we'll have lunch, and then you can take your nap, and then we can go do whatever we plan to do. How are you doing? That was hard work, really hard work.
No, oh yeah, I don't talk at home so much. In the morning I sit on the patio reading, as the first, you know. When I come home now from my walks, around 9 o'clock I'm home, I'm usually first tired. When we came home I had first to sit down, I said, it takes a little while, and I have to have that. Not quite as young as I used to be. And I did very well walking, yeah?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Up to Darby, actually.
Oh, you made the left on Darby,
yes,
instead of Hillmead, right?
Yeah, I hadn't been that way.
Okay, right. I know.
So
that
tomorrow we have the other
walk
or later
to go. How far is it from here to the canal?
From here to
the
canal?
We went with you once along the canal, and I liked that.
Oh, that's great, because it's shaded. It's all shaded.
How far is that from here? About 10 minutes, yeah?
By car, it's 5 minutes, and then you're almost on the canal. Then you go down a few steps,
yeah, I remember,
and then you're on the canal, and it's flat. That's what's a nice thing about walking there.
We walked with you, Harry.
Right.
Harry, we've never taken the folks up to Great Falls, which is not too far.
It'd be terrific. It's just a gorgeous place. Beautiful place. There's a waterfall. See, the canal the Potomac River changes elevation tremendously as it goes toward the mountains.
Every river does naturally.
Okay. But there's a great change in elevation, probably 5 or 6 miles from here, and there are at least 7 locks for the boats.
Mm-hmm.
And adjacent to the locks are natural waterfalls. Because the locks obviously are getting go in step-like fashion, and there's a beautiful waterfall there, roaring waters. It's very pretty. Only a few minutes from here.